All right. Good morning, everyone. We are very excited that you are here joining us on this beautiful Mother's Day. Let us begin with a prayer. Loving Spirit, Divine Creator, we call upon your divine holy presence here today. We ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to your words of wisdom and encouragement. We ask that you bless our speaker today, giving him the words that he's able to share with us that will help us along our path of enlightenment. We also send out the invitations to our guides, our loved ones, our friends in the world of spirit, inviting them to be with us, joining us, and around us here today, bringing forth their messages of love, light, and healing in all its various forms. We truly ask this with much love and gratitude. Amen. So it is. All right. If you would join me in a short meditation. So I want you to go ahead and close your eyes and settle yourself into your chair and allow yourself to settle into a nice little state of relaxation. Begin by taking a few deep breaths in by inhaling as deeply as you possibly can. Holding it for just a moment and then releasing. Inhaling, holding, and then releasing. Feel the tension melting away from your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Feel the tension and the stressors just releasing and melting away from you. I want you to imagine now that you are standing within a beautiful, lush forest, surrounded by towering trees and vibrant greenery. The air is fresh and clean and crisp. You can feel the gentle warmth of the sun as it bathes your skin. Take a moment to soak in the beauty of the natural surroundings and the setting, and allow yourself to be fully present in this lush forest. And as you stand within the presence of this lush forest, become aware of the earth that is below your bare feet. Visualize the ground and the roots touching and tickling your toes and your feet. And now feel these roots connected to you, connected to the soles of your feet, and extending deep into the earth, deep into the soil below you. Feel the strength and stability of these roots as they're anchoring you to the earth, grounding you to this present moment. Now, with each breath, draw in the energy of the earth. Allow it to move up these roots, flowing into your body, energizing, awakening, exciting, and activating within you. Allow this energy to fill you with a sense of calmness and tranquility. It helps to wash away stresses and tension that you may be hiding or holding into your body. Now, for this moment, I want you to move your awareness to your heart center, the seat of compassion and love. Visualize a warm golden light glowing in the center of your chest, radiating outward in all directions. With each inhalation, allow this light to expand and filling your entire body with love and with gratitude. As you continue to breathe deeply, send your love and your gratitude out to Mother Earth, thanking her for the abundance of beauty and resources that she has provided for the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, and for the food that we eat. Feel a deep sense of connection and reverence for the natural world around you. Take a few moments to simply be, allowing yourself to bask in the energy of this connection with Mother Earth, knowing that you are part of something bigger than yourself, and that by honoring, respecting, and protecting the Earth, you are contributing to the well-being of all living beings. Just take a few moments and bask and enjoy this energy. As you continue to allow this energy to permeate within you, radiating out from you, feeling this connection to the divine earth, know that you will stay connected to all of this energy, to the earth, to all of the beings that are also walking upon this beautiful earth. Now you can come back to this little oasis anytime you would like to. But for the time being, we are going to slowly come back and return ourselves and bring our awareness back to the present moment. Allow your consciousness to come back into your mind and into your present room. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Bring yourself fully and more presently back into your space. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently stretch your body, and when you feel ready, go ahead and open up your eyes. Continue to carry this sensation and connection and gratitude with you as you go about your day, knowing that you are a steward of the earth and all of its inhabitants. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. Now that we are connected to the earth, connected to the mother, and just connected to each other here, it is truly my honor to introduce our speaker, Reverend James Flegging. He was most recently ordained here at Camp Chesterfield just a few short weeks ago during our April week long. He is one of our newest residents here at the camp as well. His home is now on Parkview Drive here. And we know that whatever Reverend James has for us today is exactly what we need to hear. So we are going to prepare for his talk and his sermon about Mother's Day and the Divine Feminine. But before that, we're going to have a beautiful song sung by Miss Laura Stack called I Know a Girl. Please send your very best and your love to Reverend James Flegging.
I wrote this song about 20 years ago, and it honors the divine feminine in all of the ways that she expresses herself through people, places, and things. I know a girl who doesn't brush her hair in the morning. I know a girl who spends hours making sure just right without making it look like she tried. I know a girl. She shakes her head and closes her eyes when she hears music. She lives without regrets. She dances down the of the grocery store. She's beautiful in sweats. The spirit of a woman.
Well, thank you, Reverend Charles, and thank you, Laura Stack. Those were beautiful meditation and music to start the morning with. And good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. A mother's love is endless and boundless. It is a flame that never fades away. Mothers are the cornerstone of our society, and their strength is an inspiration to us all. In 1911, President Woodrow Wilson recognized the significance of honoring mothers and declared the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. It was a day designed to recognize mothers for their devotion, love, and the care that they give. Since then, Mother's Day has become an annual celebration of respect, appreciation, and gratitude to mothers across the United States and world. Mother's Day is a wonderful opportunity to recognize and celebrate the unique divine role that women play in our lives. For many people, spirituality is deeply connected to motherhood, acknowledging the ability of mothers to nurture and guide their children with unconditional love. The diversity of motherhood is a vast and encompassing. Mothers come in different shapes and forms, ranging from biological moms to adoptive moms, grandmas, stepmoms, and beyond. We have all had some kind of feminine force that has helped change our lives for the better. The nurturing bond that they share with their children is unique and significant, yet each mother brings their own individual strengths, weaknesses, and experiences to motherhood. Despite the differences that exist between them, mothers around the world share the common goal of raising happy, healthy, and well-adjusted children. The diversity of motherhood figures highlights the importance and the beauty of maternal roles and signifies the maternal instinct that exists within us all. Mothers are some of the most important people in our lives. They provide us unconditional love, support, and guidance. They possess a combination of qualities that make them special and enable them to be excellent parents, caregivers, friends, and role models. Some of the top qualities of a mother are patience, strength, humility, empathy. They are a guiding force and provide support and love. Patience is an essential quality of any mother and requires her to be able to handle difficult situations with understanding and calmness. Strength is another crucial quality for any mom. No matter what life throws at her family, she strives to provide guidance while remaining firm in her decisions. She is strong even when times get tough so that she can lead by example and ensure everyone's safety and well-being. Humility goes together with respectfulness. A mom strives to have an open mind and listen when necessary to ensure that everyone's opinions can be heard without judgment. Empathy is also essential for any mother, giving her understanding and awareness of the feelings of those around her so that she can provide comfort when needed. Being a guiding force means that a mom must establish boundaries while still allowing children the freedom to make their own choices as they grow older. She maintains a firm but fair stance while also guiding them towards making responsible decisions whenever possible. Supportiveness is an important role that every mom must take on, no matter how challenging life may become. She can provide encouragement to those under her care. Lastly, mothers love unconditionally. No matter what mistakes are made or wrong turns taken in life, her love for her children will never waver. This is something every child needs from their guardian in order to thrive both physically and mentally throughout life's journey. As spiritualists, we believe in the existence of the divine and call it infinite intelligence. And the expression of this intelligence is seen throughout the world, in us and individuals and in nature. The archetype of motherhood and feminine energy is present in many forms through this expression. Motherhood and the divine feminine holds a significant place in many religions across the world, with many examples of exceptional mothers. The feminine principle and masculine principle are often discussed in spiritual and philosophical circles, one being hermetics. The law of gender is one of the seven hermetic principles as outlined in the Kabbalion, a book published in 1908 by three individuals under the pseudonym The Three Initiates. The principles are derived from the teachings about Hermes Trismegistus, a legendary figure that combines attributes of both Greek god Hermes and the Egyptian god Thoth. The principles themselves are considered foundational to Hermetic philosophy, which explores the nature of the cosmic, divine, the mind, and the underlying laws of the universe. The law of gender states that gender exists on all planes of existence, physical, mental, and spiritual, manifesting as masculine and feminine principles. It is important to distinguish this concept from biological sex or social gender roles. Instead, it refers to complementary qualities that exist within all things and beings. The feminine principle is often associated with the qualities of intuition, emotion, nurturing, and receptivity. On the other hand, the masculine principle is associated with rationality, logic, action, and assertiveness. These principles are not exclusive to one gender, and both are found within every individual. However, the dominated culture has prioritized masculine values over feminine ones, leading to an imbalance in collective consciousness over the years. Balancing the masculine and feminine principles within oneself can lead to greater wholeness, creativity, and awareness. By acknowledging and valuing both principles, we can create a more harmonious and equitable society where individuals are free to express their full range of emotions and qualities, regardless of gender. By recognizing our relationship with the divine feminine principle, we deepen our understanding of ourselves through connecting with something bigger than ourselves, something that serves as a reminder that we are all connected by the same powerful universal force. By opening up this channel, we can become better versions of ourselves, more compassionate towards each other, while honoring a timeless presence that continues to influence us today. Ancient Egypt is considered by many to be the birthplace of the divine feminine, with powerful female goddesses that represent love, fertility, and creativity. The goddess Isis and Hathor were worshipped throughout the land and bestowed gifts of healing, protection, and abundance upon people. Isis was pervasive throughout ancient Egypt. Her temples could be found in nearly every major city across the kingdom. Her symbol, the Ankh, was a representation of life itself and was believed to provide spiritual power and protection to those who asked for help. In ancient Egypt, Isis is associated with motherhood. She is often depicted breastfeeding or holding her son Horus. She also played an important role in protecting women during pregnancy and childbirth. In fact, one of her titles was Giver of Life, which speaks of her importance as a nurturing figure in Egyptian culture. In Christianity, the Virgin Mary is revered and also the mother of Jesus. And her unwavering faith, selflessness, and maternal love are highlighted. The story of the Virgin Mary is one of strength and courage in the face of adversity. As a young woman, Mary was chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus, a claim that would be considered scandalous at the time. Yet, despite this challenge, she accepted her role with humility and faith, displaying remarkable strength. Her example serves as a reminder for all mothers today that even when faced with difficult circumstances, we can remain strong and brave if we place our trust in the divine plan. In Hinduism, the goddess Durga is seen as the mother of the universe, representing strength, courage, and protection. And the role in other cultures, such as Islam, mothers are highly regarded, with the prophet Muhammad stating, "Paradise lies at the feet of your mother," when he was explaining the way to obtain paradise. Again, in Buddhism, we see that the mother is associated with compassion and wisdom. Kuan Yin is often referred to as the mother of all beings. Kuan Yin's story that she was born was that she was born a princess, and her father wanted to marry her against her will. In order to escape the marriage, she became a nun and devoted herself to practicing Buddhism. Her father became angry and tried to force her back into worldly life, but ultimately failed. One version of her story describes an incident where she is about to attain enlightenment, but she stops short just upon hearing the cries of suffering people. She vowed to remain on earth until every person was liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Kuan Yin is often depicted as a serene figure with a gentle smile and compassionate gaze. She is revered for her ability to bring comfort, protection, and healing. She is also associated with the qualities of mercy, forgiveness, and maternal love, and is called the Goddess of Mercy by many devotees. In Taoism, which is a Chinese philosophy, it emphasizes the importance of balance and harmony in the universe. At its core, Taoism emphasizes the principle of yin and yang, which is often a symbol of dualistic forces at work in nature. The feminine principle of yin represents passive and receptive qualities, while yang is associated with activity and assertiveness. In Taoism, these two principles are seen as complementary to each other, creating a harmonious balance between them. The Taoist philosophy emphasizes the importance of the motherly force that exists in all beings. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, wrote, "The Tao is like a mother, feeding and nurturing all things." This statement represents the concept of the Tao as part of the feminine force that creates, nourishes, and sustains everything in the universe. Again, with the concept of Mother Earth, or Gaia, can also be seen as a symbol of the divine feminine. She is a source of life, providing sustenance and nourishment to all living beings on the planet. She holds within her the power to sustain our physical bodies, but also the power to nourish our spiritual selves as well. The power of Mother Earth to provide for us has been celebrated throughout history with various festivals and rituals honoring her presence in our lives. Many cultures view her as a divine mother figure, embodying the nurturing and protective qualities associated with motherhood. As an embodiment of nurturing and love, Mother Earth offers solace and support during difficult times. When we feel overwhelmed by negative emotions or circumstances beyond our control, turning to her can be a reminder that no matter what comes your way, she will hold us steady and provide us with emotional strength and understanding. On this Mother's Day, let us take time to reflect on the divine feminine energy and unconditional love that mothers bring to each of us. It is an opportunity to recognize and appreciate the nurturing comfort presence that mothers provide us each day. Mothers in the divine feminine represent strength and stability, providing us with emotional support when times are tough. The world is a better place with them. Honoring this powerful force on Mother's Day or every day can be done by expressing gratitude for the hard work of mothers everywhere who sacrifice for their children. Another way to honor them is through small acts of kindness, such as preparing meals, doing chores around the house, making a simple phone call, or simply listening to them without judgment. We can all recognize our mothers by sending them meaningful gifts and cards and letting them know we appreciate our love and care. Finally, we can show our appreciation by speaking kindly to one another, engaging in meaningful conversations, and taking time out of our busy schedules to enjoy quality moments together with our families. By valuing these simple acts of appreciation daily, we can continue to celebrate the power of motherhood and its importance in our life. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jay, for your wonderful words for our mothers and the energy of the divine within each and every one of us. We appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Okay. At this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half of our gathering.